Welcome to the Royalty Connection Podcast, empowering all people all over the world.
What's going on, beautiful people all around the world? Welcome to the Royalty Connection Podcast, where the unbiased truth, purpose, power, and agape love are the center of every conversation. I'm your host, Donald M. Schuller Jr., and I'm blessed to have you here with me. Stay tuned for new episodes every Thursday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going on, beautiful people all around the world. It's your favorite young king in the place to be, Donald M. Schuller Jr., here with the Royalty Connection Podcast Season 2, where we're talking purpose, passion, agape, love, and the unbiased truth in society today and the world at large. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me, you see me, but it's not just me. As you already know, I'm very selective of who I bring on this show because we got a lot of people pretending when we don't have enough people winning in life. So I want to introduce you to my brother, Brother Bailey, Alex Bailey, Brolic Bailey.
What's going on?
Listen, this dude is the man. He's strong, as you can see, the brother's strong, his little box right there. And he's an incredible brother. He is a former college athlete, former football player. So, you know, we already locked in, and he has so many great things that are going on. So welcome to the Royalty Connection Podcast, my brother. Talk to the people, man. King talk.
Yeah. Listen, it's an honor to be here. It's a pleasure. There's definitely an opportunity to talk to people in the community, to get the word out and to let them know that fellowshipping is cool. Fellowshipping is something that we should do, something that's mandatory, is necessary in order for us to even go further in our walks and our everyday life. Simple as that.
Straight up. Well, today, y'all, we're talking about something that is very, very important in today's society. You have, whether it's government, whether it's education, entertainment, recreational activities, they're all gates to who you are as a person. So today's topic is titled Protect Your Gates, and special segment, because this is for the men. Now, to all you ladies who like to watch and listen, y'all can listen and watch, you know, if y'all would like to, but we getting down to the iron sharpening iron, and we talking heavy. So with that being said, bro, protecting your gates, man, like, let's just talk about the, well, you're a fitness coach, you're a personal fitness coach. So let's jump into your strong suit, man. Physical fitness. How do you protect your gates of your physical fitness?
Protecting the gates with in a simple physical fitness realm, that's simply watching everything that you listen to, watching everything that you take in, that you eat. Mainly everything that you eat, that's protecting your gate. The body is the temple. That's our gate. We're protecting everything that you bring into it, and honoring the body, which is the word, of course, but honoring the body, honoring the temple, making sure that everything that we give into the body is something that's beneficial, something that's nourishing, mentally, physically, emotionally, protecting our physical being. Simple.
So when it comes to protecting your gates, do you advise, you know, people say Chick-fil-A is God's chicken. Do you advise that people smash on Chick-fil-A each and every day and, you know, go to the gym every now and then? Is that taking care of your physical gait?
No. I wouldn't say each and every day, but balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God created man, and man created Chick-fil-A. So
right.
We still get to enjoy that.
Right. So, yeah. But you do agree that Chick-fil-A is God's chicken, though, right?
Chick-fil-A is amazing. Closed on Sundays.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know? Yeah, man, it's I definitely understand when it comes to, you know, physical fitness, being a college football player myself, playing at Morgan State University. Shout out to the Bears who are watching and listening. Yeah. And, man, that life is not for everybody, brother. You know,
not at all.
People, whatever division you play, And just being able to make sure you have the proper nutrition, or make sure you just eat as much as you can to gain as much weight as possible in order to, you know what I'm saying?
Everything you see right now is college weight. Simple as that.
Yo, I wish that this was my college weight right now. Like, I wish I was 265 was my heaviest in college. Yeah. And I played defensive end, and sometimes in certain packages, I'll play defensive tackle. But at the Division One level, like 265 as a three technique, that's not really what it's supposed to be. So now I'm looking at about 285. And, you know, just for people who say that, even with my work, when I do a lot of acting on TV and film, I send them my measurements and I'm like, so 6'4", 285, size 40 waist, and, you know, double XL. They're like, man, yo, this guy's ginormous. But when see you as an athlete, they don't know our measurements. They're different. So, you know, just maintaining that physical fitness is so important, you know, even, you know, in college. But now as a husband and a soon to be father, it's like, I need to make sure I'm hitting that gym, make sure I'm, you know, eating properly. Like, what would you say as far as nutritional value in terms of what should you let, you know, in your gates and in your nutrition, in your mouth?
Not to get too complicated.
Yeah.
What you should let into your nutritional gate for your, to attain value is things that are natural, to be honest. Things that are natural, things that are raw, things that are organic. When it comes down to your food, you want to stay away from processed things, artificial flavors, artificial coloring, all of that stuff that don't really serve us, to be honest. Yeah. For sure, I'm not fully plant-based, but soon to be, I stand by the plant-based. Everything that's fully natural coming from the earth goes into the body. God placed it there for you. Definitely stand away from lab stuff, processed foods, things that nourish you physically, mentally, things that help your bones, help your joints, all kind of fruits, nutrition, vegetables, everything.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, it's so just, for lack of a better phrase, just ghetto in America right now, man.
It's a business.
It is, bro. And it's like, you look at some organic foods, you know, why a McDonald's hamburger will be, you know, $1.50, but then the salad on the same menu will be $7. And it's like, just looking at the nutritional value of things. And my wife and I, we've gone full organic for the past 3 years or so. Strict vitamin diet and pea protein and stuff. It's great, bro. Yeah. I did the keto diet after we got married, because when we got married, I was 315 pounds. We're talking NFL three tech. And I was like, yo, I don't need to be that big. I'm not playing ball like that. And I also wanted to lose some weight because I was kind of getting pigeonholed with some of the roles I was getting offered in New York or Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to play the bodyguard. You got to play this. I'm like, well, I can do more than that. But you look like a bodyguard. So,
absolutely.
You know, I dropped about, I want to say close to 50 pounds in about six months, you know, working out. And we did the strict keto diet. I know people have different, you know, beliefs on that, but, you know, we were really, really steadfast in that. And, you know, now I'm at a comfortable weight, but, you know, it's a sad thing.
It works. It definitely works. That keto diet works for sure. If somebody looking to lose that weight fast and get it off quick in a certain amount of time, like my wife even did keto, dropped like 30 to 40.
Quick. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll work, but then you have to adjust after it.
Right. You got to adjust and maintain. It's super important, man. So when you think about your journey to get to where you are today, like, you didn't just wake up Alex Bailey, Brolic Bailey, fitness coach, and, you know, former college football player. Like, what did it take to get to you? What did it take to get you where you are today?
As far as my profession?
As far as your profession and who you are as a man. I know that's a loaded one, right?
Yeah. That's a loaded question for sure. But long story short, it took a whole lot of trial and error. It took a whole lot of, to be honest, this is my story. It took a whole lot of sin. It took a whole lot of sin. It took a whole lot of hanging around the wrong people and God pulling me and me pulling away from God. a lot of ups and downs, a lot of ups and downs, more so downs than ups. And then November 2018, everything finally clicked for me where I was like, I needed to be done with all of the bad things I was doing, hanging out with the wrong crowds, wrong people, all of the cheating, everything. We're gonna keep it raw. We're gonna keep it. Listen, we're gonna be blunt.
Yeah.
November 2018, I decided, I was like, all right, things not working my way at all. Like, I tried my way. I tried to keep God at 3 feet, no pressure, like we're playing basketball. I tried to keep him right there.
right.
Literally letting the Holy Spirit lead me every single day.
That's it, man. The Holy Spirit. See, that's people get scared, bro. I was telling my wife the other day, we have a lot of fractional believers out here.
Absolutely.
And, there's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, so you got a lot of people who know the Father, some people who know the Son, and some people who forget that Holy Spirit is the only person of the Godhead that is here. You know, God gave his Son. Jesus said, I'm here, but now I'm out. I'm sending you a comforter, somebody who can take care of you, and you will be the power in everything that you do. So I definitely commend you, man, for, fully submitting yourself, to the Lord, man. And a lot of people think, specifically a lot of men think it's real, just real spooky and stuff like that. But that's
it's a leap. It's a leap that even if you feel like you're not prepared for it, like, I knew that it was going to be difficult, but I was like, yo, we need this leap. We need it. Something got to give. Something got to change. And I was a firm believer that I knew that doing things God's way, living my life God's way, I was like, I can't really go wrong. Yeah. I can try to do my way for so long, but I was like, I can't go wrong going in this direction, period.
Yeah. So, man, that's fire, bro. Again, I honor you as a man of God and a warrior king. And we just got to keep on pushing that, man, and make sure we're doing the best that we can do mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, man, making sure all four tires on our car are rolling and properly inflated, in all seasons. So I guess the next point would be, what about our ear gate? That's something that it really gets me going, man, because with the music industry today, me being an artist and as well, and being close to a lot of different celebrated people, as I like to say, or normal people in my eyes. It's like sex, money, and drugs. It's like, you know what I'm saying? All this type of stuff.
That's what's glorified.
Yeah. And then you have the kids, K through 12, that they're just digesting this each and every day and, protecting your ear gate. And the people are like, I just like the beat. The beat is just fire. Yeah. But it's like, it's almost like the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper didn't have no lyrics, but he had the beat, though.
You know,
and we know how that story ended. So I don't know, man. What's your take on just protecting your ear gate?
Listen, protecting the ear gate, everything that you let into the ear gate sits into the spirit, believe it or not. Even if it's just a beat, might be a Migos beat. The Migos beats are hard. And you may say, I'm not even really listening to the words, but trust me, it's sitting into the spirit. Next thing you know, you might be driving that song, not even on, but you rapping the words. Everything sits into the spirit. It affects the way that you respond to your kids. It affects the way that you respond to your wife. The kind of attitude and mood that you wake up with is definitely something that needs to be guarded daily. And even me having a 12-year-old daughter, about to be 13, preteen, I'm like, all of this music that's out here right now is so vulgar, so explicit. I'm like, I tell her, she knows right from wrong. I tell her we need to. I said that music is trash. It doesn't feed you. It's not nourishing you. And you know that what they're talking about is wrong. Like, we gotta protect that ear gate. Bottom line.
Yeah, man.
It could be detrimental. It's very detrimental.
Really can. I mean, I remember. I was teaching a class right when I got out of college. I was doing some substitute teaching work before I trying to figure out how I was going to jump into my career and whatnot. And I remember this little girl, she had to be in the seventh grade, and we were talking about some type of history lesson. And she said, Mr. Shula, honestly, this is cool, but I'm not just going to drop out and become a stripper like Cardi B, because she getting bread.
Wow.
And I'm just like, yo, and in the sixth grade or the seventh grade, this is how, you know, our young queens are thinking, because what they see is what they will be, and what they hear is what they will repeat. Yes. So it's just so important, man, you know, as husbands and fathers and just men in general, that we be the kings to guard the gates of our families. Because nowadays, man, it's almost like the enemy has an onslaught on the youth in particular, but an onslaught on the family, and specifically an onslaught on the man. Because a lot of times in popular culture, men are deemed as, oh, you're being too strong, or they use these phrases like toxic masculinity, or
that's popular now.
And I'm just like, you know, I respect and, you know, I love all people and, you know, appreciate what people represent. But at the same time, I'm standing on the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I'm not taking nothing out. I stand 10 toes down. Don't get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Just get mad at the word, get mad at anything besides me. And then it talks about, you know, people say, well, only God can judge me. And I mean, that's absolute facts, but it's a difference between judgment and accountability. And
yes, sir.
As, you know what I'm saying? As men today, some people lack that accountability. And we're listening to too many people, too many voices. We need to be listening to, like you said, the Holy Spirit, man, and being able to lead and guide us in the way that we should go. So again, you know, that example for your daughter, man, like, has that been tough?
It is, because, you know, how old are you, bro, again?
32.
We close in age, right? I'm about to be 30 in January. So
things
are different. You know, everything right now is internet. And the kids on YouTube, they on the cell phones, the social media, and that's what's being pushed. That's what's being driven out there. So the times are definitely different. And it is a bit difficult, but praying on it daily, praying against the enemy and any tactics. That's an everyday job. That's a 24/7 job. But it is difficult. Answer the question. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. There's this thing that I've been really just praying on, starting up a men's group in person or virtually, and just anywhere I go, just making the phrase watchman on the wall. I believe it's Isaiah 62, where it talks about how in Jerusalem they had people standing on the walls and day and night and looking to see what was coming. So they never slept. They were like, you know, military, you have different watches. So there's always eyes on that position. And they would say they would never sleep nor slumber, or never not give the word of the Lord. And you're seeing what's going on before it comes to your walls. So you don't let something into your walls and then deal with it. You cut it right at the head as soon as you see it from afar. And I feel as though there's so many men who have become so soft serve. That's what I call it. Like soft serve. Mickey D's ice cream machine. Yeah. Just real, just soft.
Little caramel too.
For real, little caramel, and I'm saying little cherry on the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, we gotta man up. But then society has taken the word man, like, what is a man?
Oh, man, that's a different topic.
For real, we're gonna have to go on part two for this, but you know, it's just so many ways you can go into it. But if you have never seen a man, you will never become a man.
Okay, that's right. Amen.
You know, so. You know, whether that's your father, whether that's a mentor, whether that's a coach, or whether you read the word of God and you see Jesus for who he was, you see God for who he was, and try to model yourself after them. And I mean, we're kind of already in this next one, you know, your eye gate, like the eyes, the ears, the mouth, like what you see, bro.
It's dangerous.
Yo, it's dangerous. Oh my goodness, man. Like, how does that work for you, bro? I mean, you're in the gym, you know, you're physically fit, and you know, you got ladies out here. You have people who, you know, might catch your attention, or they might want you to catch their attention. How does that work with your eye gate? Just keeping it a stack. Like,
listen, to keep it all the way a stack, it's it's a challenge. It's difficult.
Yeah.
In the words of Nipsey Hussle, it's a battle up a steep hill. So for sure. But literally just praying against it every single day. Praying to not be naive, to be honest. Praying to praying with my wife sometimes, like against those things. So even listen, we men, we live in the world, but we do our best not to be of the world, and we do have flesh. We do have flesh. So I even tell her when like temptation is there. I train different women all day long, and some can be flirting, some can have ill intentions, some can wear certain kind of outfits on purpose. But
for sure,
yeah, absolutely, we're not fools to it. But like I said, praying not to be naive, praying not to be tempted, praying to only have eyes for my wife. That's like I said, every day's a battle. Every day's a battle, but making sure that when I step out the house, that we got the armor on. Armor,
right?
God, simple. Whoa, as that.
You talking, yes, boy? Sir. You talking, yes, man? Yes, a lot of people, it's like they don't. Again, like I'll take it back to the fractional Christianity. You know what I'm saying? Dude, there are certain things that you really have to understand as the foundational pieces of this Christian life, of this Christian walk, man. That's there's no Big Bang. God created the heavens and the earth. You know what I'm saying? Sent his son, Jesus Christ, or Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the risen king, for my Hebrew brothers and sisters and my Jewish brothers and sisters that are listening. And you got the Holy Spirit, man. You have to be able to understand we're in a war, and you have to put on the whole armor of God each and every day. I'm so glad you touched on that, man, because,
yes, sir.
You know, my wife and I never leave the house before we put on the whole armor of God. Like, we're walking out here looking like Iron Man, like real, real talk, bro, like real talk, and getting nasty with it, getting aggressive with it, because the devil isn't going to be playing soft with us.
Yeah, so, no, absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? So why are we playing soft with him? So that is so important, bro. And I think in the industry I'm in the entertainment industry, you know, I work with beautiful women all the time. Absolutely. And it is so important. I told my wife, you know, I had a list of what I wanted in a woman. And, you know, my wife is truly the revelation of how good God is, because she's everything on that list and more. And I knew I needed somebody who looked exactly how I wanted, because I mean, I'm not going to be tempted, because I can see your beauty, but I know I have that beauty and everything else back at home. And that's literally how I've been able to approach that, and making sure that, you know, I can work with beautiful women and, you know, even have, you know, friends while I'm working with them. Like after we've done the job, you know, there's no, like, I don't know, talking late at night about how great of a job we did, or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's all risky. It's way too risky.
It's risky business, dog. And it's just, it's not worth it. So
yeah, never worth it.
You know, I even got to the point now where my social media account, specifically Instagram, you know, I had to just do a daily just cleaning of like, who are these people? How did I even follow these people? Why am I getting these ads? What is set up like this? Why am I seeing pornography on Instagram? Yeah. That's another thing. And Twitter. Absolutely. It's like,
when you
how
first
do I...
brought up, for sure, when you first brought up the eye gate, first thing that came to my mind was social media.
Yeah.
Scrolling and seeing all kind of crazy stuff. And you'd be like, yo, how do, once again, just like you said, how do I even follow this person?
Yeah.
I need to unfollow this person. I know you're doing squats, but that don't need to be the kind of outfit you have on. I gotta unfollow.
Right. Bro, I gotta unfollow. Right, man. Like, I don't know. When I work out in the gym, 90% of the time, you know, I'm wearing a hoodie just because that's just what I like to do. I don't need to be advertising all my flesh. I mean, every now and then, you know, if it's an early day, I get in, ain't nobody in there. You know what I'm saying? I'll, you know, wear a cutoff or whatever, but I know I look good. What you mean? So it's like, I know the attention that you can attract. And I just know that I have to have eyes for my wife, just as you said, you know, and we have to be sure that we put the proper boundaries in place to make sure we are treating our wives and loving our wives like Christ loved the church. And
amen.
That's a heavy scripture, man. People don't even, you know, again, people read different parts of the Bible to make themselves feel great. Mm-hmm. When each and every day we should be crucifying our flesh. It's not about us necessarily feeling great. It's about us, you know, loving the Lord and doing everything that we can do to serve him, and he will make us great, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm with you on that, man. It's a tough one sometimes, because what comes across your eyes, you see. It's like, you know, I had this thing where, you know, I can see and I can, all right, well, man, she's beautiful, and keep that moving. But when you start thinking, oh, she's beautiful, and man, like, I wonder how tight are them pants though? Like, man, she looking correct. You know, so it's like when you put a comma where a period is supposed to go, mm-hmm. you got an issue.
Yeah, I got a little, I was in church one day and just having
not in church.
No. I was in a men's group, and like I said, we all still have flesh. We all still human.
Yeah,
married men or whatever. But one of the married men had a real good saying one time. He said, "The first look is free." Okay, you notice, just like you just said, I noticed that you're beautiful. First look is free. The second look gonna cost you.
Oh my God.
The second look gonna cost you, because now you might, the second look was intentional. Now you might even be thinking about it later on.
Yeah.
Just listen, the first look is free. That's normal. That's normal. That's all every day watching. The second look was gonna cost you. You don't know what it's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost you.
You don't want that bill, dog.
Nah, you don't want that.
You don't want that bill, dog. Man, I hear you on that, bro. It's just really making sure. Also, you surround yourself with like-minded men.
Absolutely.
You know, you should never be the strongest person in your circle. That's what I almost live by, that. And making sure you surround yourself with people who edify you and build you up and encourage you and pray with you and do all these things that, you know, popular culture. Yeah. The things that popular culture says you shouldn't do. Like, that's what we have to get in terms of training the next generation, man.
Yeah, it's detrimental. It's something in my eyes, it's no longer negotiable at all. Like, it has to be done.
Yeah. And, you know, the people who I talk to or work with or even mentor, I say, listen, I may be calling you out on some stuff, but by all means, if you see me doing something crazy, if you see me not standing on the word like I'm saying, then you have every right to say the same thing to me. Like, never be scared to, you know, speak truth to power, or just speak truth in general, man. Like, we have to have conversations and listen to understand instead of listening to respond.
Absolutely. And also having people around you that hold you accountable, for sure.
Yeah. And when it comes to even biblical accountability, this guy Marcus Rogers, who I watch a lot, he's a pastor and an artist out of Chicago. He says, don't get mad and think it's judgment. I'm only telling you what the judge meant. And I'm like, it all rides with, like, God is going to judge. So I'm trying to help you out so you're not on the wrong side of judgment, you know?
And
just putting casual Christians become casualties.
And I like that.
You know what I'm saying? That's another thing that brother said. And it just sits with my soul. And I'm like, yo, I don't ever want to be casual about this thing. And, you know, of course, making sure I honor other people regardless of their beliefs. But for me, it's only one way. And and that's Jesus. That's Yeshua. He the only way.
Point blank period.
You know, I love you. I respect you. I may not agree with you, but you're going to feel this power when I step up in this room. I don't know what you got. You know what I'm saying?
That, bro. I like that.
For real, bro. So, man, first of all, this is a fire conversation, first and foremost. I hope y'all who are listening and watching, you're seeing what's going on. And
we need to do these more often, for sure.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, the name of the podcast, The Royalty Connection, is really something that was kind of birthed in me years ago. Just calling myself a young king, and making sure that I honor all the queens out there, and making sure we put on for the gifts that God has given us, and understand that we are royalty. We're a royal priesthood. You know, we're
only right.
Exactly, man. And
like even just to throw a small comment in there, like I got a little iMessage chat with my clients. I tell my clients every single day something similar to that. I say, be great today and nothing less. God didn't create you to be less. God created you to be more. So why not please God and live up to everything that he created you to be, everything that he called you to be?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, man. Why not? Okay. Dominate the day in every way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
My talk.
You know, nobody's perfect. Like, but I don't know, even with me, when it came to education and my schooling and where I am right now, you know, I didn't want to go to class all the time. You know, I didn't want to wake up and hit the gym and all this type of stuff and do the things that I'm doing now in order to be, you know, the best I can possibly be. But I thought about whose shoulders I stand upon. I stand upon, you know, obviously God's shoulders, but I stand upon the people that God used in my life. You know, my father, my family, my ancestors, all this type of stuff, man. And who am I to dishonor God and dishonor the sacrifice, you know, that he sent through his son, and also the sacrifice who he sent through my family members, man? Like who am I? You know,
that's
I
deep.
Am the, that's you deep. Feel me? So it's like, we got to take the time, man, to realize it's not about us. Like, our lives and our purposes, our passion is linked to other people. So if we don't carry it out, there's blood on our hands, you know?
Like I said, that's a big price.
It's a big price, man. And Jesus died so we could live. And, you know, I'm going to live with compassion, but I'm going to live with, like, aggression. Like, what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, the right kind of aggression, though. Just so people don't get confused. The right kind of aggression.
Exactly, bro. Like, it's something I'm definitely working on too, because you know, I went to a point where people were just, you know, no question is a dumb question, but when you're asking a question and you know the answer, like, I had a discussion with somebody, you know, somebody in the church, a long time ago, and was talking about, well. All right, I'm not even gonna talk about that. I'm not even gonna do that. I'm not even gonna do that. Just you know, when it comes to raising your children, and when it comes to making sure you take care of your responsibilities and do what you're supposed to do, man, because it's an evil world out here. You have people in power today who are doing terrible things, man. You have people who don't know the history of America, people who don't know the history of their own lineage, and people are getting mad at what's going on in society when you're praying to God, God, why are you letting these things happen? I'm so angry. This is so crazy. Why don't you do something? God says, well, you know, that's why I created you. Do something.
The problem solver. Yeah.
Our lives are an answer to a problem in this world.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? God didn't send us down here to just pay taxes and die. Like, nah.
Pastor Darius Daniels definitely say that you should be frustrated. And the frustration is an indicator that God put you here to solve that.
Yeah, man. Do something. Just do something. And stop being so scary. Line up with other strong men of God. And be humble and listen and serve and just work. You know, faith without works is dead. Like, we have to put the work in. You went to school to be able to do the things that you're doing right now. You've trained to do the things that you're doing now each and every day. Like, that's sweat equity, my brother.
Sweat equity. Yeah.
Like, the rent is due. Yo, you
pay. Every day.
Rent is due every day, whether you... in the gym or you know, in the workforce or in the entertainment industry, in education, the rent is due every day. Yeah. And if you don't pay your rent, my brothers who are listening and watching, you will be evicted from your purpose.
Dang, you're dropping jewels today, bro.
Dog, Don't get evicted, brothers. Damn. Don't get evicted. Your butt will be on the street.
Yeah, you're dropping jewels.
Damn. So it's just like, it's just crazy when you think about that.
Yeah.
And when you're evicted, it's not just you that's evicted.
Yeah, bring it back home. Yeah.
Everybody that's attached to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't take care of your, again, your eye gate, your ear gate, your mouth gate,
mm-hmm.
it's over for you, bro. And
not only you suffer, like you said, everybody around you suffers. And if people just don't get that in general, your kids may suffer. Their friends may suffer because of the influence that you're putting on them. Your mm-hmm. wife may suffer.
Yep.
The next generation may suffer. Like, it's deep. That can get real deep.
Yeah, man. And just having more tough conversations like this. Mm-hmm. Again, the church, I think today, the church as a whole has become almost like a wet match. No fire. Mm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, we have scripted services where we have to be in and out at a certain point in time. We have to get certain camera angles. We have mm-hmm. to make sure, you know, we're singing this type of song for this type of version. You know, we survey our church in order to figure out what they want to hear. You know, it's all these types of things that are religious, that are man-made and not, you know, there's always order in the church of God, but mm-hmm. there's no free-flowing spirit. There's no free-flowing where the Holy Spirit can move. It's like, all right, Holy Spirit, you're on in five. Can you make something happen at this point in time? Because we got to switch to the next song right now. So if you could do a little something real quick, yeah, because
I appreciate that.
You know, we would appreciate you. And it's like, yo, like, bro, who are you?
Yeah,
who
man.
Are you, man? And that's across a lot of churches worldwide, man. And politics and stuff. I do my best to not speak on that until, you know, Holy Spirit would tell me to, but having a degree in history and then a master's of arts in teaching and being able to really expound upon American history and just biblical history as well. And it just blows my mind sometimes when I hear churches say, well, we got to stay out of politics when Jesus was crucified. It was the first majority rule, you know, democracy, if you will. You know, my man said, who do you want? Do you want Barabbas, the dude that was a murderer and all that type of stuff? Or do you want Jesus to be free? Folks said, we want Barabbas. We don't want Jesus, even though Jesus just healed my mama down the street. We don't want Jesus, even though he just provided for 5,000. We don't want Jesus even. So it's like all this political stuff, dog. It even comes to, I was reading today in a devotional, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with Nebuchadnezzar. Mm-hmm. Thrown into the fiery furnace because they didn't mm-hmm. bow before the king. That's politics.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Politicking. Sure.
Yeah, bro. This is not a political episode right here, but
yeah, nah.
You know, it's just if you follow the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, you should know who to vote for. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
Don't be soft serve. Don't be overcome by your emotions. Serve. You feel me? Like. Get the scooper, the hard ice cream, you dig? Mm-hmm. Like, scoop yeah. that thing out. You hear me? Don't be yeah. soft, bro. Like,
yeah, man.
You know, yeah. it's always policy over personality. And mm-hmm. and it's, you know, God over everything. So
over everything.
You feel me? Yeah. As men, we got to make sure we are 10 toes down in who we are. Mm-hmm. So we can
stand
lead
firm
our families.
In God's word. Simple as that. Stand firm in God's word every day.
Like, oh,
and when you don't stand firm in God's word, you'll see that things can get shaky. You can see that your foundation might be fickle. You got to stand firm in God's word, even though it's not easy. It's not
yeah.
easy.
It's not.
Not easy.
It's really not.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah, man. You know, as we're winding down here too, just thinking about how there's a lot of men in popular culture who will say, you got to submit to me because I'm the man. Just off the strength of that. So I know what you're doing over here, but I'm not approving that because I don't like it. Or something like of you know what popular culture does. And my direct counter to that is nobody wants to submit to somebody who was unfit to lead.
You don't want to find out the hard way.
Like, why should, you know, the person that you're dating, my brothers, or your wife, submit to you if you are unfit to lead in some type of capacity?
Mm-hmm. You're just going to lead her down a dark hole.
You know what I'm saying? That don't make sense.
Not at all.
And you should want to be with somebody who can help lift you up, but also mm-hmm. help tell you about you.
Yeah.
You know?
A fact. Big facts.
So, you know, when you get married, I mean, you can attest to this, you know, you better date with the intention to marry and really make sure, you know, marriage is forever. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be, at least.
Yeah.
And you make sure you pick wisely, man, because you're picking a business partner. You're picking, you know, a lover, obviously, but you're picking a mother of your children. You're picking all this type of stuff, man. So we got to make
importantly, most importantly, sorry to cut you off. Me and my wife call each other we picked each other as our partners in Christ. That's the foundation. Yeah. Anything ever go wrong, any disagreement, you may feel you definitely got the right to feel the way that you feeling. I got the right to feel the way that I'm feeling. But at the end of the day, I even tell my friends who are in relationships or whatever, I said, me and my wife going to always come back here because our foundation is in Christ. That's my partner in Christ.
Say less. Yo, that's so mm-hmm. facts, man. And, you know, when you understand a godly marriage and a godly relationship, you know, as the man, you're the head of the house. But mm-hmm. so many people just get lost with that. So mm-hmm. if you're the head of the house, what comes below the head, the neck? Mm-hmm. So as a Psalms 1 man, you need to be married to a Proverbs 31 woman because she will be the neck to your head.
Mm-hmm,
and she will help you turn towards the voice of God when you mm-hmm. can't hear God clearly.
And turn away from all wicked ways. Yeah.
Bro, that's it, bro. That's it, bro. Like, that's how us men should approach submittance. We mm-hmm. should be submitted before God, and we should submit ourselves to God's will. Our wives should be submitting to us. But jumping back forth to the man, we need to make sure we love our wives as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Boom. So, yeah. I mean, now for real, putting a bow on this. I just wanted to read Psalms 1, man, and have you kind of sum that up in who you are today and how it is so important to, you know, protect your gates. So, Psalms 1 reads like this from the New King James Version. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalms 1, man, talk to me.
The summary of that passage right there was this entire episode. The summary, that was literally this entire episode of like standing firm in God's word. Watching who you hang around, watching what you listen to, watching what you see, literally dying to yourself daily, and putting God's word ahead of yours, putting God's needs ahead of yours, making sure that you got the armor on and that making sure that you plant it firm and nothing can knock you over. That you mm-hmm. won't wither, that you won't fall over, that you won't fold. Simple as that, bro. I love that.
That's it, man. That's what us men got to stand on. The whole Bible, obviously, but Psalms 1 is such a powerful foundation for us men to stand on, man. And
Psalms 1 came to me Psalms 1 came to me, like I said, November 2018, when I decided to give my life to Christ. I said, yo, Psalms 1, man, like, this is me. That's my verse right there. That's me. Because I wanted to get rid of all of that, and I wanted to step into this. That's me.
Yeah. It's so important, too, man, that wow, that's, thank you, Lord. You found the scripture, and you owned it. That's me. Mm-hmm. That's what you war with.
Yes, sir.
So my brothers who are listening and watching, make sure you find a scripture that's you, like my man Brother Bailey said, that's you. So you stand on that and you swing the sword of the spirit and you slice up anything and everything that comes at you aggressively. Aggressively. You know what I'm saying? With love and compassion towards all people. I get all that. Mm-hmm. But enough of the soft serve mentality. Mm-hmm. It's time for the warrior kings to stand up. And I will never apologize for operating in sheer confidence, because my confidence is not myself, but it's in the glory of the Lord, just like my brother, Brother Bailey. Man, yo, this was hot, bro.
Yeah, it was an honor. It was beautiful, man. Wow. I even needed this to navigate throughout the rest of my day.
Wow. Like,
this is needed. This is needed.
Wow. Glory to God, man. Glory to God. Well, listen, bro, again, I want to honor your time. Where can the people find you, man? Tell them how to reach out to you.
You can find me on Instagram at nonstop_Brolic, B-R-O-L-I-C, Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. You can find me on Facebook at Brolic Bailey Fitness. That's all one word. This word.
Awesome, man. My man, we on TikTok doing a little dances, y'all. So I... Oh, that's good. Listen, man, yo, that's awesome, bro. Super excited for you. Super proud of you. All those links and everything will be down in the description for those of you who are watching and listening. And make sure y'all tap in, brothers. We got to support each other each and every day to make sure we do what we're supposed to do. Yes, and without further ado, man, we're just going to pray. We're going to close it out just like we do for every Royalty Connection podcast episode. So to those of you who are listening, you know, whatever your prayer posture is, get there. And it doesn't have to be long in order to be strong. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus and the precious Holy Spirit, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the risen King, Ruach HaKodesh, we love you, we honor you, we praise your name. We thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your grace and mercy and peace. We thank you for the skills and the talents that you blessed us with. We thank you for you just being you. We thank you for giving us not just your hand of grace, but we thank you for giving us your heart. And we have the opportunity to just want your hand or have your heart. Father, when we have your heart, we have your hand. But we just thank you so much for bringing us here today through this this technology and this broadcast. And I just pray right now for my brother, Brother Bailey, and his wife and his family and his daughter and everybody that's attached to him. I just bind up any strong man spirits of witchcraft, warlocks, principalities, and rulers of darkness, wickedness in high places, monitoring spirits, familiar spirits. I bind you and I cast you into the pit of hell aggressively. And I loose health, wealth, peace, and prosperity aggressively in the name of Jesus. Father, you said whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You have given us power and authority, not fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We operate in that, and we walk heavy each and every day in the whole armor of God, as my brother spoke about, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the spirit, the belt to truth, and the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And as many people tend to forget, the next verse, the heavenly language, speaking in our heavenly language so we can reveal the mysteries of the gospel. Let us be fit each and every day for warfare. Each and every day when we wake up, each and every day when we walk out our house. But let us also be compassionate. Father, you sent Yeshua, the lion and the lamb. Let us be both. Let us be gentle as a dove, but wise as a serpent. Let us be both in you. Let us not brag on our own, brag on our confidence. Let's brag for the sacrifice that was made for us so we can live in a heavenly perspective. Thank you, Father, for your sacrifice. I honor my brother, and I thank you for what he's doing in his life. I pray that you fulfill his every desire. I pray that you convict him when he's wrong and uplift him when he's right. I pray that you provide for him every need. You said, Father, you said that you will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask for. You are awesome. You are Jireh. You are a provider. And I pray that you provide his every need. That the next time we speak, the next time the Royalty Connection podcast family sees him, that he will be on a whole nother level, glowing inside and outside, because we are light bearers, because you are the Father of lights. Thank you so much, Lord. Supply is every need according to your riches and glory, and realizing that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. We're not casual Christians. We're living the lifestyle each and every day, and we're holding each other accountable with passion, fire, and love, agape love. Thank you, Father. I ask all these things in your precious son's name, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the risen King. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful, champ.
Yo, you know where we at, dog.
Yeah.
You know where we at, dog.
That was like, beautiful. Yeah.
Listen, we rolling.
I receive it.
We rolling, bro. And I honor you once again. And this won't be the last time, man. So we'll make sure we continue to chop it up and link up and keep on building, brother. So,
yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Blessings to you and your family. And again, to all those watching and listening, thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the like button, comment, and share this with everybody you know who needs an uplifting word. Regardless of your, you know what I'm saying, a man or a woman, you know, we all come from one flesh, but that's a totally different story. I won't even do that. Yeah. So we love y'all. Donald Shula Jr. signing off. And once again, Brother Billy, I love you. God bless you. And,
yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.